getting to the bottom of the science, intuition, and experiences that affect our body and mind. This is Gut Feelings with Lo Bosworth. Hello, everybody. Welcome to your brand new episode of Gut Feelings. Here, we talk to experts and your fave celebs about matters of the head, heart, and health. I am your host, Lo Bosworth. I'm the founder of femcare brand Love Wellness, which you can find at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Amazon, and of course, lovewellness.com. And on this show, we ask the questions you always have wanted to so that we can figure this stuff out together. So today, I am personally so thrilled to have my friend Megan Roop joining us on Gut Feelings. Megan is so kick-ass. She is a renowned fitness entrepreneur, choreographer, and wellness advocate. And she is kind, everybody. She is revolutionizing the way we approach fitness and self-care. She has a background in dance and loves movement. She has garnered a dedicated following worldwide with her innovative workout method, the Sculpt Society, which emphasizes not just physical fitness, but also mental and emotional well-being. So the approach combines dance-inspired cardio, sculpting, and mindfulness to deliver some really empowering, effective workouts. I absolutely love the Sculpt Society, and she has really helped me create a healthier relationship with my body and with just exercise in general. So let's welcome Megan to Gut Feelings. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's your Bye-Bye Bloat Lymphatic Roller?
I'm really obsessed with it. I think it's so genius what you guys have done with it. And I'm so excited to be working with you on it because, like, I just think, like, what I'm doing with fitness, it's like, how do we bring these overpriced self-care moments home that don't need to be so complicated and everyone can enjoy them, you know?
I know. Anyway, all your content looks great.
Thank you.
We love it. We love a great content moment. Anyway, so just wanted to say thank you. I'm loving all the content that we're seeing from you guys. And our team was like, we think Megan Roop would be perfect for this launch.
No, really though, like it's a really great product.
And you are, it's amazing. Anyway, thanks. Did you just do a fitness weekend with 300 women?
I had 2 days with Athleta and, you know, of course I was excited to do it, but I didn't realize how big they were going to make it. It felt like a wellness Coachella. Like it was fully built out in this insane property in Bel Air. And yeah, I got to teach on stage and then there were like all these crazy activations. It was, it was wild. It was really fun.
That's so cool. I'm so proud of you and impressed with just, I mean, we've known each other. Everybody's just listening for a couple of years now.
You've been there from the beginning. I mean, when I was just in New York.
Yeah, I remember. And I hate the internet, but I also love the internet because I love seeing my friends' progress over time. Yeah. It's like everybody gets their own moment and it's just so impressive to see. So congratulations. You've built an incredible community. And I'm like, when do I get to fit in my Megan Roop today?
Well, I mean, likewise, I remember the early days of your company and seeing you just do so much. It's been really exciting to watch and really inspiring.
Yeah. My sister's boyfriend does Megan Roop 6 days a week.
Wait, your sister's boyfriend?
My boyfriend's sister.
Okay, I was like, wow, men, I love it.
Men. My boyfriend's sister does Megan Roop 6 days a week. And she has been doing it for years.
That's
and
so nice.
When she saw your Bye-Bye Bloat content, she was like, we would have been like talking to me about it anyway. So
oh my gosh,
just to let you know, you have some some hardcore baddies out there. It's incredible.
That means a lot. Thank you.
My little mess up on those words actually leads me to my first question, which is a question of the heart. So I'm curious. Well, I'm first and foremost curious if you work out with your husband and if you do, do you do fitness that's outside of your Megan Roop universe?
Yeah.
Because the point of my question is, I know a lot of couples exercise together and it's a really good way to kind of like enhance your relationship. My boyfriend and I just started playing pickleball together. We were in California with my parents.
Yeah.
And my parents are so good at pickleball. They won a pickleball tournament.
Wow.
That is how good they are at pickleball. And so we got out there and we looked at each other and we thought, this is so fun. This is such a great way to do something together that's not like going out to dinner or like whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious for people that are struggling to incorporate physical activity into the relationship with their partner. What's your POV on that?
I love
doing any type of activity with my partner. I've always been that way. And I think when I first was starting to date Morgan, we would work out together or do something together. I think there's something about going through something, like even if it's slightly challenging, there's something mm-hmm. that like you feel a little bit more bonded at the end. So I think movement with your partner is so great. And that, you know, listen, if you're into dance cardio and he's into heavy weightlifting, you could still, even a simple walk outside, I think for men, conversations shoulder to shoulder versus women speaking head to head. Men mm-hmm. do better when it's shoulder to shoulder and you're walking or doing
something. Oh, really?
Anything. I think so. I think I've read that somewhere.
And that's a really interesting observation, actually.
Yeah. And I've had some of my best conversations with my husband, even when he was my boyfriend, like speaking shoulder to shoulder. So it could be a simple walk outside, a hike. But I do think anything as a couple that you can do together is so great outside of, like you said, getting a drink or going to a restaurant and just yeah. sitting, doing something together is so great.
It's interesting. I always get my best ideas when I'm taking a walk or something like that. And so I have to imagine that being physical in motion does create different kinds of brain activity or something.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not stagnant. I think, you know, we as humans yeah. are constantly in motion. So that kind of brings up, hopefully, creative thought.
Yeah, totally. What about your kids? How old are your kids now?
I've got a 7-month-old. So sorry, I'm a little frazzled.
So you're not doing like baby yoga with your 7-month-old yet?
Well, I actually just launched. I just launched my postpartum 2.0 program. And within that program, I did a collaboration with Solly Baby. And so I have baby wearing classes where I'm wrapped.
Really?
Yeah, and it's really cute. So we've got a 3-minute standing legs combination, dancing arms, wearing your baby. And it's really special. So that's there. And I also have an almost 3-year-old. In June, she'll be 3.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy. Are they going on your hikes and stuff with you? Did you guys end up in like Santa Barbara in California?
No, we're in LA.
You're in LA?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
And I think just from a movement perspective, you know, with your kids, like my daughter sees me mm-hmm. moving my body every day and making, like mommy's going to go take time for herself and going to pick her leg. That's what we call it. And I think, you know, she starts to see that, right? Like me modeling that, like I'm brushing my teeth every day. I'm working out every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she'll come over and sit on the mat and start to kick her leg. She's like, I'm going to kick my leg with you. And I think having kids, it's just so important that you are modeling those things, just like brushing your teeth, just like saying please and thank you. Like your kids really absorb all of that.
Yeah, I understand. Everybody, I have a summer PSA, and that is summer is too short to worry about bloating. Our Bye Bye Bloat capsules have been a bestseller for years, but now is the time for you to experience the magic of our brand new Bye Bye Bloat body care line. We worked with doctors and naturopaths to develop 3 brand new Bye Bye Bloat products that you can use anytime you want to depuff this summer. So the new 4-step depuff and sculpt routine includes our OG Bye Bye Bloat capsules, plus the all-new firming clay body mask, the detoxifying body oil, and my favorite, the lymphatic massage roller. It all works together to get your lymphatic system flowing, and it helps to get rid of excess water retention, and all for less than $3 per massage. Grab them now at lovewellness.com. I'm curious. I want to talk about body image.
Yeah.
Because you have children. Your children are still young, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think that in your role as a mom and in your role as this fitness guru with a primary presence on the internet.
Yeah.
You are like in your body, showing your body constantly.
Yeah.
And I'm curious how your relationship with the internet to that point has changed or evolved over time. And we get a lot of questions from listeners about the topic of body image and the internet specifically. A lot. And we talk about it at the office. We make vaginal care products, but I feel like the insecurities that you may have about vaginal health or female health is the same kind of insecurities that you would have about your body, right?
Yeah.
Like showing your body to the world. Yeah. And everybody's just kind of like expected to do that now, right? It's like, get on your Instagram and like show your day at the beach, right?
Right.
And so I'm curious, like in your role specifically, how did you feel about your own body image or body image in general, like when you first started to do this? And how do you feel about it now? Because I'm sure you get so many questions from people in your community on this topic. And what is your advice? Because I think it can really impact people's health negatively. But I also know that you are very much a champion for good body image. And so...
Yeah. I think for me, luckily, when I started Instagram and like really saw Instagram as a business and showing up, trying to build that, I was already over that hump of my era of living in sort of, unfortunately, that cycle of yo-yo dieting, binge eating, and just really having a negative body image. You know, that was definitely my early 20s. I don't know that that would have been healthy for my mental health to have Instagram in my early 20s the way that Instagram is today.
Yeah.
So I think I was able to authentically show up. And honestly, I'm so grateful. I have a really positive community. So I was able to really show up and just be like, this is me, and really showcase that throughout pregnancy, postpartum, every sort of phase of life. So I think it's a really tricky question. I think it's, for me, making it really an intentional decision to honestly just show up each day how I am and communicate that with my community and not pretend like everything's perfect emotionally, physically, and just being open in that way. And I think that's helped have an open conversation with other women who are maybe having a bad body image day. And I can kind of guide in a small way of like, what are the tools in my toolbox that have been helpful? You know, to me, that inner dialogue, like the simple things.
Yeah. Like, what are some of those inner tools? I'm curious how you take care of yourself within this construct.
Yeah. I don't think it's like rocket science, I think, but I do think if you're going through that day, really tapping into like, how are you talking to yourself? And I think that can sound really woohoo and it can sound almost like overly simplified, but the power of how you are talking to yourself really has an effect on how you're feeling in a day-to-day. So really shifting that conversation internally. I think movement really releases so much, whether I'm having a hard day emotionally, whether I'm having a hard body image day, whatever it is, it gets me out of my head. I can be a very heady person. And once I've moved my body, I'm much more grounded, a little more rational. And then I think limiting scrolling, make sure the people that you are on social media following are people that bring good energy when you see their content. If they're making you feel bad about yourself, I think that's when you maybe mute them or unfollow them. It's just not worth your time to sit there and feel bad about yourself because you're seeing someone else's content.
I think that last point is such a good point. People forget that, like, yes, we are addicted to the scroll. The phones are made to be like little drugs in our hand. But in terms of the content you consume and you choose to consume, that is fully in your control.
Yes.
And you do not have to fall prey to all of this stuff on the internet should you choose to take a step back, right? And I love the idea of, what's the right word? But like every couple of months, I go through the people I'm following on Instagram and I will just do like a bulk delete.
Or even mute, you know, sometimes if an unfollow feels like extreme, you're like, I don't want this person to know that I'm just mute. And I think we all have to do that. It doesn't matter who you are. I fall to that comparison moment. It's unhealthy for us to be living in that day to day.
I agree.
So really just taking an account of whose content you're consuming.
Yeah. I like to think back to when we were growing up and when there were like only landlines.
Yeah.
And no internet. And think about how much more inaccessible we used to be. And you didn't have to see the text message come in. You didn't have to see the person on your feed. You didn't have to be constantly like bombarded by content, people, messages, all of this stuff. And I try to, with that mindset, get back to that place as much as possible. And so truly, in the past year, I will not text people back sometimes, or I'll like let it go for a while. I will not even open the DM because it's not that I don't want to have this relationship or carry on this relationship or talk to this person. It's just I have chosen to like try to protect my brain and my body more.
Yeah.
Not because I don't like you, simply because just because I have a phone doesn't mean that I am constantly accessible. Right.
Yeah.
And I think everybody needs to practice that like protection more to a certain degree.
I forget who I heard speak about this. Maybe it was Lauren from the Skinny Confidential, but I do think in a couple of years, people will be going to rehab for their phones.
Oh my God. I have not thought of that, but I think that that is so accurate.
Right?
I just think that social media is honestly the most dangerous thing for like young kids growing up right now, more so than cigarette. Remember when we were growing up, it was like cigarettes and drugs, dare. You know what I mean?
I know.
And
I know.
it's just wild. And young minds are so impressionable and they don't have that sort of ability to click the off button in the same way that adults may or do in that POV. And I really worry about it.
But like as a full grown adult, I notice myself that addiction of like needing the phone to just mindlessly scroll. And so can you imagine if you're like in your early 20s or a teen in high school? I just can't even, as a fully grown adult, I'm struggling to do that. So
totally. I like love to think about, ooh, I get to like get in my bathtub later and scroll on TikTok.
I know, right?
It's like dessert for my brain. But you know what? That is how I think about it. I think about going on the internet as the dessert and like the extra cherry on top for my day.
Yeah.
And when I think about it like that, I'm like, oh, I have these moments set aside, but I don't do it all day. I don't know.
Yeah.
Set aside your internet time.
Yes. Yes. I have like a time. I have a time cap. It'll like remind me. It'll be like, it's been X amount of time on Instagram.
Really?
Like, turn it off. That's been helpful. So you're like, oh, I didn't realize I've been on here for that long.
Yeah, you can do it in the app. Yeah, even TikTok, a little reminder thing comes up. Do you think TikTok's going to get banned in January? I do.
You do?
I do. I think that there is a lot of
buy. You think someone's going to buy it?
No. I cannot think of a buyer that the current owners would be like, okay, we're going to sell to you. Their algorithm is what makes that company. And when I think about the buying landscape, like
I don't know though. There's so much. I mean, think about all of the business invested into TikTok and like the ads.
I know.
It's like wild.
I completely agree. I don't want it to go away, but I think that there's a lot of bipartisan support to get it out of here.
It'll be interesting.
It'll be like in a few years. It's like, hey, remember MySpace? It's like, hey, remember TikTok?
That would be crazy.
I mean, that would be crazy.
For like my mental health, it would be nice to have one less social media platform. But I do what I do like about as a content creator, posting on TikTok. I feel like I can just put content out and see what sticks. Whereas with Instagram, I'm much more like precious with that content. I'm like, should I post that or not?
Totally. I will say, I love TikTok because of all of the easy access to education.
Yes.
I do like, what's like this?
Like a Google search on it, right?
I do. When I go onto my TikTok, I like to go into the STEM tab. I don't even think people see this at the top. When you go into TikTok, you see STEM following friends for you. STEM is all like science.
I don't know.
And it's a really different type of TikTok.
Okay.
And I love STEM TikTok.
Wow. I didn't even know that. It was there. How crazy.
Women in STEM, babe. Women in STEM.
Oh my God.
This is the TikTok I like to be on because I'm such a mega nerd. And it's way less toxic when you hang out in STEM TikTok.
Okay.
Tonight when you take your tub, Megan, hang out in STEM TikTok.
I'm going to.
It's really interesting. Everybody, a very quick reminder, you can get 50% off new subscriptions and 25% off for life right now at Love Wellness. And it is the perfect time to prep for a summer of travel, hot nights, wet bathing suits, and fun events. You know, summer SOS, those problems happen all the time. So skip the bloat and vaginal discomfort this summer, all summer long. Head over to lovewellness.com. Okay, the last thing I want to talk about, and this is a question from me personally to you personally.
Yeah.
How the fuck do I maintain my fitness routine? Because I am so consistent at being inconsistent.
Yeah, by the way, which
inconsistency is my consistency.
That's the number one question I get. Yeah.
How do I do this for longer than 2 months at a time and then give up for 10 months.
I know. So here's the thing.
It's so hard for me.
Fitness is not for the next 30 days. It is for the rest of your life. We all know that, right? So how do we make fitness something that you can show up to every day, just like you brush your teeth? And honestly, the mantra commit to less so that you can show up more has been life-changing for me. I know it's been life-changing for my community. Mm. And it really needs to be implemented if you are someone that is inconsistent with movement. So I would literally have you commit to just shorter chunks. I'm talking like 5 or 10 minutes a day. That's it. On the days you wake up and you want to move your body, but you are feeling so unmotivated and you're like, I'm just going to skip it because I don't have 20, 30 an hour.
Yeah.
All I want you to do on those days is throw on a 5-minute video. That's it. You will feel the energetic shift physically and mentally from those 5 minutes. And if you do just that, that goes into the rest of your day. That goes into how you show up to your meetings, your relationships, how you feel about yourself. And that is the power of fitness. That built in consistently will build the habit so it feels like less of a chore. So when I give you that freedom to say, hey, Lauren,
yeah,
you don't have to do 30 minutes. You don't have to do 15 minutes. I'm telling you as a trainer, do just 5 minutes because you're going to see that amazing shift physically and mentally. That's like all of a sudden like, okay, I can do 5 minutes.
I'm actually having like an emotional reaction to you saying this to me because nobody's ever said that to me before. And I'm like, oh my God, I can do 5 minutes.
Yeah,
like, because that feels so achievable.
Yeah.
I don't have an hour every day to work out.
I don't have 15 minutes most days. And yeah. I honestly think we've all put ourselves sort of in these handcuffs where it's like, if you can't do 30 minutes or an hour, don't do anything. It's not going to be beneficial. We have all these... Yes, we have all of these beautiful science that's telling us that we need to do X, Y, and Z. But at the end of the day, no one's doing it because we feel overwhelmed. We're busy. We don't have time.
Yeah.
So again, it just comes back to that mantra of 5 minutes is going to shift how you are physically and mentally feeling. And that is going to help you build a habit. That's going to help you in 20 years show up to a consistent workout. Because again, it's not for the next 30 days. It's for the rest of your life.
Yeah. That's so helpful. I have truly never thought about exercise in that way. Like 5 minutes. 5 minutes is better than 0 minutes, right? Yeah.
Yeah. We've been brainwashed to think that unless we're killing ourselves, sweating, unless it's 30 minutes, all of these things, unless we're weightlifting, it's like, so we get paralyzed in the well, I just can't. And then we end up doing nothing. And the nothing part starts to build. And then it's 10 months later and you haven't done anything. And imagine if you just did 5 minutes for the last 10 months, that would have really built a sustainable habit around movement. And it would allow you again, that sense of freedom of like, I can actually show up to this workout for 5 minutes every day because I don't feel overwhelmed with everything else I have to do on top of that.
Yeah. Well,
and I'm telling you, even I...
Truly, Megan, you just saying that to me, literally, I had like tears welling up in my eyes. I was like, oh my God, I can like think about this differently. Wow.
And I can relate to that feeling because in my early 20s, I was the person that was overworking out. I was overexercising. I was doing like hours a day thinking that was the bare minimum I had
to do. So exhausting. Yeah.
And no one can sustainably do that for forever. No one can.
Yeah.
It is just not possible. That's why we get burned out. That's why we fall off. That's why diets don't work. That's why exercise programs don't work. It's just not sustainable. So it has to be a workout that you enjoy. And honestly, it really has to be short, quick workouts on the days that you're not feeling motivated. I even have an entire quickie program for people.
Oh, really?
Yes. That you can show up to for 5 or 10 minutes a day. And it's like, okay, decision fatigue is gone. I'm being told exactly what to do. And it's a time frame that is manageable.
Yeah, that's so nice. And I think if I do like a little 5-10 minute workout, you don't have to get like drenched in sweat. You don't have to take another shower. You don't have to do your hair all over again.
You can literally stay in your pajamas, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's often what I do every day. Like I don't even get dressed. I literally have my cup of coffee. I'm in my pajamas this morning. Dancing arms on to the next, right? Like moving to the beat of the music for 5 minutes, moving my body, it felt like a release. And then there's no sort of that shame that you would feel like, oh, well, I only did 5 minutes. No, you're being told that that's enough. You feel good about it and you move on.
If only I could, well, I would say if only I could do dancing arms on my walk to work every day.
Well, you could. People might look at you a little weird.
But I live in New York City, so nobody would actually look twice.
Literally. The next time you're in California, we'll do that on the beach because that's a really nice way to do dancing arms.
Well, I used to last summer when I would take my walks on the West Side Highway, do dancing arms on my walk on the West Side Highway. And people did look at me a little crazy, but I was like, yeah, but my arms are toned.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so funny. All right, Megan, this was so helpful. This was a great episode with very actionable, tactical things that you can do, which I always appreciate. And I know our listeners appreciate. My favorite thing is like 5 minutes of movement is if that's all you can do today, like that's good enough. I really love that. So thank you so much for your time. Where can our listeners find you and find your incredible programs?
You can find me at thesculptsociety.com. You can also use Lauren's code LoveWellness25, which will get you a 7-day free trial and 25% off your first month. And we have so many programs for every stage of life. college, bridal, pre, postnatal. We're coming out with a fertility program in June that I'm so proud of. So lots coming up in the pipeline. Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to see you. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
All right. I want to say a big thank you to my friend Megan for coming on the show today and getting real with us on so many topics. Truly, that like 5-10 minutes, that's enough. I think that's extremely validating. So I hope that you guys really liked that last tip as well, because it's something I'm definitely going to carry with me as we move forward, or as I move forward. So I also want to thank all of you, of course, for listening in and joining me for this episode. If you have a head, heart, health question, email us at gutfeelings@lovewellness.com, or you can DM me or Love Wellness, or you can leave your question on our show's social posts in the comments. And if you liked the show, please, please don't forget to hit that subscribe button so that you never miss an episode. I'm Lo, and I will see you next time on Gut Feelings.